Welcome to the Lacrosse Show on AM 1230, Fox Sports Radio. It's powered by the Ohio Machine, Oil Up Columbus, and Midwest Lacrosse. And now your hosts, Coach Billy Taylor and Sean Ryan.
We're here. We're ready to go. We got a big show planned for the debut for this season. We've got coming up here shortly a special guest from the Ohio Machine who have partnered with us this year, Sean, in a much bigger way than they ever have in the past. And we're going to have the head honcho, Bear Davis, is going to be with us. And then we want to talk a little bit about the newly formed Big Ten Lacrosse Conference. And we're going to have Associate Athletic Director responsible for lacrosse up at Ohio State, Janine Ullman.
And what a great thing, Coach, for the Columbus area to have, you know, the Big Ten representing lacrosse now. I mean, now so you're going to have, you know, an associate member at Johns Hopkins University. They're going to be, you know, traveling to Columbus every other year. You're going to have Rutgers coming in, obviously the team from up north. But it's real exciting things to happen here in Columbus.
It is. The other thing I think it may push some of those schools in the Big Ten that are thinking about it over the edge. I mean, I could see Northwestern adding lacrosse.
Well, they got a great women's program. There's no doubt about that. I think one of the teams that's going to jump, programs that's going to jump right away is probably going to be Minnesota. That's one of the things that I'm hearing quite a bit. The growth of the game in the state of Minnesota. Obviously, you have the Swarm there for the indoor league. But, there's a big push to, create a varsity men's Division I program at the University of Minnesota.
Look, that's news to me, and I tell you what. Minnesota would be a great place to have lacrosse. Be a little bit chilly up there early on in the season, but I think that's something that's changing, because I've talked to some of my friends one friend who moved from New York to Minnesota just so he could start a camp up there, and he just said the interest in lacrosse is humongous in the state of Minnesota now. So that's great. But the Big Ten, I think, is going to be a huge thing. It's going to be a huge thing. And you know, I'm very curious what will happen if a sixth Big Ten team, jumps over the line.
It's going to be the domino effect, Coach. That's the thing. I think, once you see that that sixth team kind of jump in there, and all of a sudden, maybe it's going to, poke up some heads down south. I mean, we're seeing the game grow rapidly. Obviously, a newer program down south, High Point University, they beat Delaware last week. Yeah. That's a huge win. Delaware's an established program. They've been in the tournament in the past, and now all of a sudden, the newbie on the block and, a former Buckeye who's coaching down there at High Point, doing great things. We have some local players from the Columbus area that are on that roster as well, too.
Without a doubt. And then, we've got the Division III scene in Central Ohio is growing rapidly. I don't know if you saw it. We kind of got into a little back and forth with one of our constituents about the top five in Ohio in Division III lacrosse. They were insisting that Kenyon should be ahead of Otterbein, which I don't see. I think Otterbein program is growing. It's getting stronger, and it's setting the high mark for the OAC a little bit. And this year I've got my own particular rooting interest in it a little bit, because the kid is going to be playing for Otterbein this season.
So. That's great, and congratulations to you and to Aaron. We have new programs in Ohio starting this year. Ohio Northern, Muskingum College, coached by Nick Gallagher, former player of mine. He'll be coaching starting his season this year at Muskingum, and that's a great thing. John Carroll, they made a good push last year in the OAC. Then you have the traditional powers in the NCAC. It's going to be interesting to see, with the losses that Denison had with graduation, a transfer, how they respond. There's no doubt in my mind that Coach Caravana will have those boys ready to go.
Oh, no question about it. Luke, you're talking about Luke Walsh. Luke Walsh transferred to North Carolina. He's the number four attackman down there. So that tells you what kind of talent that young man had, and that's a big hole that they've got to fill.
Well, it also speaks on Coach Carvan as far as developing and finding talent to fit his mode. I mean, to have a player go from the D3 ranks, jump into the D1, I mean, I think the last one to kind of really make an impact was probably in the late 90s. There's a player that played at Gettysburg, and then he transferred, I believe, to Virginia and had a lot of success there, David Curry.
Yeah, no doubt about that, because I'm trying to remember the long pole who transferred from Lynchburg to Virginia and didn't quite.
Joe Lisepke.
Yeah, Joe, absolutely. Joe Lisepke, he didn't have the impact that everybody thought he was going to have. I mean, he He was able to play.
Yeah. But I think injuries affected him quite a bit, though. You know, it's a different game. I mean, it's one of those things. It's the ball's moving a little bit faster. You know, the players are faster, stronger. You know, so it's going to be, it's definitely a step up. I mean, look at the MLL. You have those guys that just graduated college right off finishing their career. And, you know, you think they're going to have that immediate impact. Very few do. We're lucky enough here in Ohio where, with the Machine, we had a couple of those young boys step up this year. And what a great season the Machine had. Coach Davis, his squad, his coaching staff, the organization, they've done great things, a lot of inroads here in Central Ohio, and one of the big things was, what they did last year, putting together a string of wins and then making it into the Final Four.
Absolutely. I mean, I think Coach Davis, is his whole philosophy behind how he's running that team is very interesting. And when he comes on, that's one of the things we want to talk to him about, because, I mean, it's a little unique. I think his attitude from high school to college and then now to the pros, it's shifted. You know, it's the same, but it's shifted because of the caliber of players he's got and how much he leaves on their shoulders to develop. And when we start talking about the MLL, one of the things you can't help but talk about is what transpired in the offseason, the big trade that sent Paul Rabil to New York to play with the Lizards, and the Lizards are stacked.
Yeah, I think that's really one of those things. I mean, Boston, everyone was surprised. It was kind of one of those things where, the release of the trade was later in the day, and, you got to give it to the people to kind of keep things, they kept things tight, quiet amongst themselves, but, the lacrosse world was a buzz afterwards, and, I think it's going to be, it's going to push Long Island, New York, there's no doubt about it. I think Boston's in a situation where they're looking to get younger, but I also look at the draft, the college draft, what we just had. I thought that Florida, they did a nice thing with a couple of younger players. Obviously Denver, they're the ones out there right now that everyone's chasing, not only in terms of what they've put on the field, but also in attendance.
Yeah.
I mean, they're averaging 10,000 people a game. And, that's one of those things where, the lifeline of the community right there.
And no question about it. I mean, because, the thing about the MLL is we've got to get into the second phase now. The league's been around for a decade. It's time to get into the second phase where all of these franchises are independently owned. And, you got an owner and you got a philosophy, and you push your philosophy forward and see if you can't make it work. Because we've got to grow up from this whole idea of flying guys all over everywhere from every part of the country every week and get them in one place where you can practice and develop that team camaraderie, because we saw the difference that made with the Machine last year.
Oh, the biggest difference, Coach, from 2013 to 2014, the smiles on the faces.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a chance to interact with those guys with different events, and they're just the players are happy. And when you have happy players, they're going to play well.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things that I thought was really good. And the chemistry as well, too. They had great leadership. Kyle Harrison did a great job of bringing along the younger guys. And obviously, they have those guys out there that can put the ball in the net. And it's a lot of fun to watch, to be a part of. And, we're excited, like you said at the start of the show, to, have the Machine, that we're powered by the Machine.
Absolutely.
And, we're getting greasy here, and we're all oiled up, as they like to say in Machine country.
No question about that. And the other thing is, the other thing about the Machine that I thought was really exciting last year was the fact that these guys seemed to find their roles. Everybody kind of gravitated to the role once they got the full roster in place, and nobody seemed to be, jealous or it bothered them who scored. I mean, they're really like the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA. I mean, they just move the ball. Whoever scores the goal, that's great. Let's get back down, play defense, and go again.
Well, that's what happens when you have a player, like I said earlier, of the magnitude of Kyle Harrison. I mean, he's a guy that when he walks in the locker room, everyone's heads are, pointed up, and they're looking at him, and they're going to see how he reacts to things. And, so I think that has a lot to do with it. And as we said beforehand, the coaching change, I mean, they had, three or four games with Bear in 2013, 2014. They went the whole season. They bought into what Coach Davis was, what he wanted from them, and the execution, and you know, the results were there. I mean, to go from a team that was a cellar dweller to being you know, a few goals away from playing for you know, the big thing.
No question about it. And you know, speaking to the coaching staff, not just Bear Davis, but Don Marzano and Coach Billy Wolford, they, you know, I think one of the things that they did that was very, very intelligent was keep those guys on, you know, and not do a wholesale change with the assistant coaches, because those two guys, they fall into their roles. They're like the team. They all fall into their roles and they do their job, and nobody's pushing or shoving. Nobody's, you know, nobody's coveting Bear's position, and that type of thing. And it's all starting to work. It's all starting to be a cohesive unit. And you know, the big thing is out there, if you're a millionaire out there and you want to buy this team, you need to do it now, because they're going in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, you said something that I thought was great, is that, you know, the positive energy and everything. Let's give it up to the league, Major League Lacrosse, for going back to the grippy balls. And, you know, that was announced this week. I read a tweet from Kyle Harrison, and, you know, saying that he's working out with
the
grippy balls.
That's what we do.
Absolutely. I don't know what's going on here. We're having a lot of fun. We're having a party here.
It's the first show of the year, so, you know, we're ironing out some of the wrinkles and kind of getting things going. Coach, we have some partners this year as well that will be streaming our show.
Oh, no doubt about it. We've got Latchworm, who's going to be streaming the show, MLL Radio, and the Lacrosse Network from in Lacrosse We Trust.
And we also have our own podcast here as well.
Exactly.
At AM1230WYTS.com.
Yeah, just go to the show page and download the podcast. So, you know, we're not just local anymore. We're national now. I mean, because the bottom line is, the network that carries MLL Radio has 50 million subscribers.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and because of the station that we're on, I'm not mentioning the name of the network, but you know, go to the Lacrosse Show's Facebook page, and you'll find it there. There's no question about it. And we'll tweet it out to you. Just download the app and go right to the show. It's great.
And we also have some exciting news for our listeners here locally, is that both myself and Coach, we will be doing play-by-play for the Machine home games.
Absolutely.
And that will be on the MLL Radio as well, too. So if you can't get – if you want more of us – after listening to the show on a Saturday morning, then all of a sudden, you know, we'll be doing the games in Delaware.
Oh, no question about it. That'll be a lot of fun, because you know where we're going after the game. Not mentioning anything, but we're going to eat pizza. That's for certainly sure, Vince. We'll definitely do that. But we're running a little bit behind with our schedule. We're waiting on our first guest to call in and bring Coach Bear Davis on, but while we're waiting on that to happen, the other thing that we want to talk about is high school lacrosse here in Central Ohio. That's getting ready to crank up here in another 2-3 weeks, and I was talking to somebody the other day over at one of our new sponsors over at Chubby's, and they were saying to me that they had talked to a couple of coaches, and folks are saying that the playing field is beginning to become more level in Central Ohio in the lacrosse world, and that we're not going to see the usual suspects just run away from everybody, Sean. You know, we're not going to see Upper Arlington and Kilbourne and those people just, you know, run completely away from the rest of the pack and dominate the game in high school. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be tougher this year.
Yeah, and I think one of the things early on, looking at some of the schedules, and I give a lot of credit to the Central Ohio coaches and in general, is that we're going to see some teams this year go out east. And usually it was, you know, the Upper Arlington's and more traditional programs, the Worthington's, going out east to play some of the schools. And, you know, this year I think, you know, a couple of the Olentangies are going out east. They're playing some of the Baltimore teams. So it's going to be one of those things to see where we stand on a national level. I think one of the things that's nice is that obviously, you know, there's been a lot of development with kids going back east for different tournaments and different camps. Now all of a sudden, you know, we're going to see how we match up overall with, you know, some of those traditional programs.
Okay, well, listen, we're getting ready to jump out of here and take our first break, and we will be back with a special guest after this brief timeout. So just stick and stay there. Don't go anywhere.
Sports Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com, the largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio. Are you ready to change your game? Then change your handle. C12 Lacrosse is a premium manufacturer of high-performance carbon fiber lacrosse handles. They are the first in the industry to engineer position-specific handles for your style of play. They offer an attack-modified LSM close-T goalie and two lady-size handles. Manufactured right here in Central Ohio and backed by an industry-leading 12-month warranty. So when you're ready to change your game, the new Selly line is available at Midwest Lacrosse or any C12 Lacrosse authorized dealer in Ohio. C12 Lacrosse, handle the game.
The folks at CG's Auto Paint and Body have been involved in Central Ohio lacrosse and in business for over 35 years, fixing your minor and not-so-minor dents, scratches, and bumps that young drivers sometimes inflict on your automobile. A lot has changed in lacrosse over the past 35 years in Central Ohio, but at CG's Auto Paint and Body, nothing has changed the way they do business or the way they treat their customers. CG's Auto Paint and Body conducts business the way honorable athletes compete on the lacrosse field, with commitment of promise completed, honor, character, above reproach, loyalty to you, the customer, and fair play. CG's Auto Paint and Body at 5431 Byers Circle salutes all the young athletes participating in lacrosse this season and is a proud supporter of coaches Taylor and Ryan and the Lacrosse Show. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle in Columbus. Or call Chris and tell him you heard him on the Lacrosse Show at 436-8148. That's 436-8148. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle.
Major League Lacrosse action is back in the Buckeye State, and your Ohio machine is oiled up for 2015. Don't miss any of the hard-hitting, adrenaline-laced action as the machine rocks the competition the only way they know how. Through blood, sweat, and gears, get your tickets now to watch the highest-scoring lacrosse team in the world. Light the lamp all summer long. This is Ohio Machine Lacrosse. We play for each other. We play for the fans. We play for Ohio. It's time to oil up. For tickets, visit theohiomachine.com or call 614-754-1973.
What fuel? You. Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
We are back with you on the Lacrosse Show on WYTS, Fox Sports Radio, 1230 AM. And on the line, we've got the chief mechanic of our Ohio machine, Bear Davis. Bear, how you doing, brother?
Doing great. Doing great.
Where are you at this morning? No problem. Where are you at this morning?
I'm still sitting at home for the time being, but I got the busy schedule. I'll stop by over to see the Hyla boys. Got birthday parties. Got all kinds of good fun stuff cooking on a Saturday.
Oh, no question about it. But you got to be getting excited because we're getting closer and closer to camp. And you guys just had a successful draft just a few days ago. Tell us a little bit about what your philosophy was going into the draft this year, and if you feel like you accomplished everything you needed to.
You know, it was an interesting draft for us because we were heading into it without a pick in the first three rounds, and those picks were all traded at some point or another in the last year and a half, or swapped out for a player. And all three of those guys, we're looking forward to having on the roster. But with that being said, we did trade into the third round, and we felt like that was something that we just had to do with the way that our roster starting to shape up, and we were able to get Shakira Jimmy Bitter, who's just a phenomenal player. We're looking forward to seeing what he can do, and with Logan Shuss playing indoor and not being available, we had to start looking at that in the future and how that's going to affect our team, and having a lefty attackman on our roster that would be available in the future. That was a big deal for us. But we also were able to get some guys in supplemental draft to secure some situations, you know, for that spot as well. And then we just went through and just said, hey, where are we? Maybe we just need to add some depth and get some, you know, get a little tougher maybe in some spots and add some quality depth. And so, you know, I thought we did a good job. You know, I was really, really impressed with our staff and their homework they did and getting back to us and just making sure we had a great draft with what we had, you know, to deal with as far as not having to pick till the fourth round.
That's great. This is the Lacrosse Show, and we're on the line with Coach Bear Davis of the Ohio Machine. Coach Sean here, talk a little bit about some of the things you're doing locally. You know, you talked briefly that, you know, you're going to head over to the Hilliard Youth Lacrosse Association a little bit later today, but talk a little bit more about the Machine Foundation, some of the coaches' clinics that you've put on recently.
Well, this past year we did our first coaches' clinic, which drew in 175 coaches from five different states and all levels, you know, from youth all the way to college coaches that showed up. We were able to have 12 different presentations from some of the greatest, you know, college coaches, I feel, minds in the region that showed up, and plus our staff. As long as I've been around Ohio, I don't know if I've seen something like that, you know, of that high, you know, of a quality all in one spot. And we're already, you know, scratching our head saying how we can make it bigger and better next year and involve more people. You know, we know that there's a lot more to the game than just that area, you know, how we can get, you know, the women's game, referees, and how we can help enhance as the machine all the areas of lacrosse. And you mentioned our foundation. Our foundation is a work in progress. We have identified, you know, three areas that we would like to help, you know, when you hear the term grow the game, we want to make sure it's something that's tangible where people can actually see what we're doing to help grow the game. And we're excited about our pillars that we've put together for that. And one of the things that we were talking with our season ticket members, they had talked a lot about how they maybe didn't use a ticket or two. They felt like it was wasted. We said, you know, that's a shame. We got to figure out what we could do with some of these extra tickets. And we got together with the Big Brother, Big Sister and created a program this year where people, if they're not going to use their tickets, that they can donate them to Big Brother, Big Sister for them to use them. And for us, that's giving the game to somebody that necessarily wouldn't have had the game. And that's a tangible, you know, that's grow the game, you know, thing to do for us. And we like that. We like that part of our, you know, Machine Foundation. And the other three areas that we're looking at is just the rural, the urban, and adaptive lacrosse. I mean, those are just areas where we don't see a ton of growth, and we're going to focus our energy in those areas.
We're talking to Coach Bear Davis on the Lacrosse Show, AM 1230. Coach, you and I have had a chance to spend some time together this winter at some different functions, and we were at a coach's, just a chalk talk that you put together just a couple of weeks ago over on the east side, and you said something to me that just really resonated with me, and you talked about getting the community back together in Central Ohio. Can you speak to that just a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We just meeting a lot of good people as I, you know, was able to move back home and be with the machine full time, and a lot of people that are invested in the kids that play the game, and sometimes I feel like we get so caught up in how competitive that we have to be with one another, that some of the knowledge is not shared. So, you know, one of the things that we thought about is, you know, let's share some of the businesses, you know, that people are involved with and help them out, and also share some knowledge and get together. I know when I first started coaching in Ohio, it was, you know, it was a very good brotherhood that you felt when you coached, and a lot of people, you know, want to see you be successful. And I feel like, you know, that was a good step, you know, towards that. The other night we were able to go to actual brewing and set up a free chalk talk. And I was amazed how many people we talked to. We said it was going to be free. And they said, free? So how much do I really owe? How much am I going to pay? I was like, no, it's free, really. We're going to just go there and we're going to talk about lacrosse. And it was fun. It was great. I mean, I think it gave that old school feeling to, you know, guys being able to share their knowledge about the game and, you know, and help each other out.
Without a doubt. And Coach, you know, you and your staff, the whole organization, from the coaching staff to, you know, the people in the head office to your ticket salespeople, you guys have done a great job in terms of that fact of growing the game. Speaking of growing, one of the things you're going to have this year is that you guys are starting a lot early.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, I think the league made a decision to try to start to align itself like the other sports. You know, there's definitely that feel to football where you have, you know, the Friday night high school, the Saturday college, and the Sunday pro. And I feel like that's probably the direction that you know, we're going towards. And people's minds are on lacrosse during the, you know, this time of the year. And I think it's a good thing. You know, like everything, people are reluctant to change.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, I think it's going to be a good thing for us.
Sure. Now, what are your expectations kind of coming in? I know we got Bitter. You got a lot of goal scorers. It's going to be real exciting to watch the offense. You guys are going to be extremely fast up and down the field. What are the early expectations that you have, Coach? I'm putting you on point right now. I know it's February, and you haven't had any camp yet or anything, but what do you think about the core that you have coming back and the direction you guys are going in right now?
You know, just talking to the guys, they're excited. They're real excited. They're ready to get back. I mean, they're obviously disappointed in the way the season ended last year. And you know, this group has gone back to the weight room or, you know, the wall or whatever they needed to do to be prepared for this year. And, you know, it's funny, you get that random text from a guy, you know, he's watching film. He's like, hey, I really think I need to work on this or I need to do that. You know that good things are happening when you're receiving that stuff. And you know, today it's a lot easier to follow what these guys are doing, you know, through their Twitter and Instagram accounts. And they're out there doing great things, you know, they're staying busy with the game, which is awesome.
Well, Coach, first of all, I want to thank you for spending a little bit of time with us this morning. And hopefully you'll be able to get back with us during the, you know, as we go forward. But you know what I'm really looking forward to is I'm looking forward to March 29th and surprising you a little bit when we get the Midwest All-Stars to go head up with the machine.
Yeah, no, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we get a lot of questions about tryouts and different things that guys can do. And this year, just to go, you know, to expand on what you said there, we're going to do an exhibition game, and guys that are in the player pool and are going to have an opportunity to have an exhibition game against us and show what they have. And Coach Taylor is helping round up that group. And it should be fun. It should be exciting. We're looking forward to having a friendly competition before getting into the heat of the season there.
No doubt about it.
And, Coach, you got two new play-by-play guys doing your home games. What do you think of that?
I think it's great. It goes back to that, you know, growing the game. And you guys do a great job of doing that, and I think radio is just one of those things that we need, you know, having the ability to – I'm kind of old school. I like listening to games on the radio, so I think it'll be fun for people.
Well, we both got faces for radio. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
I'm planning on being the Vin Scully of lacrosse, Coach.
No, that's awesome.
No doubt about it. Well, Bear, listen, thanks so much for taking some time. I know you got a busy Saturday schedule and the wife's back there cracking the whip. So, you know, we want you to be able to get out of here without getting in any more trouble than you already are. Thanks so much, Coach.
Okay.
Take care. Yep. That was Bear Davis, head coach of the Ohio Machine on the Lacrosse Show, AM 1230 WYTS. And, Sean, he seems pretty upbeat. But it's easy to do in February.
It is. But, you know, as I touched on with my question to him, I mean, they're starting camp in March.
Yep.
And, you know, that's one of those things where last year they didn't start camp, I think, until May.
Right.
And so now all of a sudden, you know, things are kind of speeding up. I think it's going to be interesting to see how things kind of pan out with some of the guys that you have that are in the lacrosse world coaching, how that's going to affect, you know, not just the Ohio Machine, but some of the other teams as well, too. Some of the coaches are doing double duty where they might be coaching a college team and they're coaching the pro team. And, you know, how's that going to pan into things? So,
yeah.
But there's a lot of excitement. You know, you hear what he has to say about, you know, some of the offensive guys, the guys working hard in the offseason. They're hungry. There's no doubt about it. I mean, these guys are playing with a chip on their shoulder. They've come together. They have the leadership in place. And I think sky's the limit for this year's Ohio Machine. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. We're going to jump out of here. for our second break. And when we come back, we've got a special interview with the Associate Athletic Director at Ohio State, Ms. Janine Ohman, and she's going to talk to us about her job handling lacrosse at the Ohio State University.
Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com, the largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio. Are you ready to change your game? Then change your handle. C12 Lacrosse is a premium manufacturer of high-performance carbon fiber lacrosse handles. They are the first in the industry to engineer position-specific handles for your style of play. They offer an attack-modified LSM close-T goalie and two lady size handles. Manufactured right here in Central Ohio and backed by an industry-leading 12-month warranty. So when you're ready to change your game, the new Selly line is available at Midwest Lacrosse or any C12 Lacrosse authorized dealer in Ohio. C12 Lacrosse. Handle the game. Stoss Brewing is Delaware, Ohio's first and only brew pub. In a day and age where craft breweries are becoming more and more experimental, Stoss stays true to the beer making process. Classic styles, true to style, with 12 original beers on tap. Oil up with Stoss Brewing before and after every Ohio Machine game this summer. Located at 31 West Winter Street in Delaware, just blocks from Selby Stadium. Stay up to date on everything Stoss on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Stoss Brewing. Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com, the largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day, your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Over the past 50 years, SCORE mentors have helped more than 10 million small business owners succeed for free.
Starting a business can be incredibly confusing.
SCORE really helped me steer the course.
Whatever the business, there's a SCORE mentor that has the experience and know-how to help you reach your goals.
SCORE mentors are serious business experts.
Whether you're a startup or an existing business, SCORE can provide the perspective and advice that ensures success.
My SCORE mentor has been tremendously helpful in the marketing of my business.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business or already in business.
Are you starting or growing a business? Be one of the next 10 million small businesses helped for free by SCORE. Get your free business mentor at SCORE.org.
Welcome back to the Lacrosse Show. We are with Associate Athletic Director Janine Ohman from Ohio State University, and Ms. Ohman's one of her responsibilities is lacrosse. And Janine, thanks for taking some time today. How are you?
I am good. You know, it's a lovely day in February. A little cold, but
the sun is shining. That's for certainly
correct.
Sure. Let me ask you this. As associate athletic director, you're required to wear a lot of different hats, and I know sports medicine, with you being a physical therapist, is a big one. But how did they put lacrosse on your plate?
You know, I think it's when you're at a place a long time, you just continue to kind of grow, I guess, in some of the things that you do. But I've been really in collegiate athletic environments close to 30 years. And so I've worked with coaches and student athletes a lot of those years. And so I understand each of the different roles and what they do and how to bring them closer together. And there was an opportunity in a leadership position that was working more on a sport administration side a few years ago. And so they had reached out to me to see if I'd be interested, and I had reached out to them. And so it was kind of a mutual addition of duties that way.
No, that's great. Now, do you handle both men's and women's lacrosse?
Yes, I work with both the men's and the women's teams. And, you know, my background really in lacrosse is when I came to Ohio State in 1996, I actually worked with the men's team as one of their athletic trainers for many years. So, you know, so I first started with Paul Caldwell and then transitioned to Joe Brushy when he was here. And then, you know, at that point, I moved more in an administrative role on the sports medicine side when we hired Coach Myers. So.
Okay. Well, we may have crossed paths sometimes back when Coach Brushy was holding camps, because I know I did several of the camps that he had back in the years. Let me try to change the script just a little bit. I mean, because this year is going to be the first year of the Big Ten lacrosse conference, and you know, and I imagine everybody around the Woody Hayes is pretty excited about that. But that whole thing came together so quickly, or is that just a misperception on our part out here?
You know, I think in the perception that it came about quickly, it came about because of the addition of Maryland and Rutgers into the Big Ten. And so with that, that allowed us to look at a conference that we previously haven't been able to in the past. And so, you know, at that point, then it's like, well, what can we do to make this a conference? And for teams that compete, compete for Ohio State, but that aren't in the Big Ten Conference, it's always been one, you know, we were ECAC for the men, the women were in the American Lacrosse Conference. So it's very exciting for them to actually compete in the Big Ten Conference, being at a member institution like Ohio State.
No doubt. Now, will the Big Ten Network be picking up some of the games this year?
Yes, correct. Okay. They will be. So I believe on Sunday evenings, the men's games, they're going to be highlighting a men's game during the conference season.
Great. That's phenomenal. Now, one thing that's brand new this year, and it's something the Big Ten's never done, to my understanding, is have an affiliate member. And I guess Johns Hopkins is an affiliate member that gave you the sixth team that gave the conference an automatic qualifier in the NCAA tournament at the end of the season. Let me ask you, were there any other schools that the Big Ten considered for that affiliate position?
You know, only being here now a couple years in this role, I can't speak to all the history of who all was you know, considered in that, but I would say that they would have probably been a prime candidate. They've been a long time independent, as anybody that follows lacrosse knows, for that. And I think what we do from an academic mission and who the members of our conference are, I think was attractive to both for that. But yes, you are correct. They are the only affiliate member. But the nice thing with the Big Ten is we do have the Big Ten Network, and, you know, so we do have TV. So from their seat, there's also the ability to have games on TV and things like that. So there was, I think, benefits to both.
Absolutely. And the other great thing is you got an automatic rivalry with Maryland and Johns Hopkins coming into the conference.
Yes, yes, we do. So with having six teams, that makes it eligible for an automatic qualifier.
Exactly. And just switching gears one more time, the growth of the game is, you know, it's sped up all over the country. And we keep hearing year in and year out about the contraction of football at the youth level. From an administrative standpoint, has there been any concern that going down the road, football may not be as big as it is now? Because it's huge right after, you know, the first the first NCAA tournament and Ohio State winning it. But is there any concern in administrative levels that football might at some point peak and start to slide down the revenue side of things?
You know, we have not, you know, that's not a concern at this point for that. You know, in the sense of, I think what you're seeing on an NCAA side is you're seeing the Power Five, and you're seeing, you know, the whole constituents are larger than the Power Five that are there, but we are in one of those Power Five conferences. So I don't think that's ever been really a discussion from an administrative seat from us, you know, as to the concern that with a decline in football and would it be replaced. I think what we do look at is we do look at sports that are up and coming that continue to rise in popularity, and lacrosse is clearly one of those. You know, explosion at the youth levels, and I think you're now having the ability to have coaches and things like that that are more well-equipped to coach the game than historically we've had in the past, too, in different areas of the country. You know, in from our seat, you know, we have, from when I look back in the mid-90s when I started here, to look who's on our roster now, I mean, we have many more states that are represented. You know, we always had that East Coast. We've had a few Canadians throughout the year, but as you look, we're much more broad-based as to where we recruit from.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Associate Athletic Director in charge of lacrosse from Ohio State University, Ms. Janine Ullman. And we're getting ready to get out of here, because I know you've got a busy schedule, but I have wanted to ask you one couple of final questions about your relationship with Coach Myers. Is that a good relationship, and does he pay attention when you talk to him?
Coach Myers and I go way back. His brother played for us when I was working with their team, and Nick has been, he was a volunteer coach. He's been an assistant coach. I was on actually the search committee when we hired Coach Myers. So we have a great relationship, and so he is always respectful and always, you know, full of good ideas, and so we have a very good working relationship.
Well, one of the rumors was that when he came for his interview, he had a 200-page book on where Ohio State lacrosse was going.
Coach Myers is always prepared, yes.
he's very detail-oriented, and that's yes. Probably one of the reasons why he was tapped by U.S. lacrosse to coach the 2016 U-19 team. And I imagine you guys are pretty excited about that honor up there.
Yes, you know, for Coach Myers, he is really nice, a good person to work with, both from a student athlete perspective and an administrative perspective. He really is, his goal is to prepare these young men to not only succeed on the game field, but also to succeed in life. And so he teaches things much more in a larger context than just the sport. So I'm really glad to see that, you know, U.S. lacrosse recognized all the different types of elements that he can bring to their program. And it's nice for us from an exposure perspective. And, you know, that other folks get to see what we get to see every day with Coach Myers.
Oh, that's great. Well, Janine, thank you so much for taking some time out and to spend with us. And, you know, we may call on you again, because we'd like to get back to you and talk a little bit about the women's game a little bit more, and how
okay.
things are developing there.
Okay, that sounds good. I do appreciate it. So thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
That was Ms. Janine Ullman, Associate Athletic Director for Ohio State. She's responsible for both men, women's lacrosse, and also the Director of Sports Productivity at Ohio State. And this is AM 1230, WYTS Fox Sports Radio Columbus, and this is The Lacrosse Show.
Spring is finally upon us, and you know what that means. It's lacrosse season, and Midwest Lacrosse has exactly what you need. Looking for heads, shafts, helmets, pads, or gloves? Don't worry, they have the best selection. From all the top brands like Brine, Warrior, STX, Maverick, Cascade, Under Armour, and Nike. From youth to women to men, you're sure to find what you'll need to perform your best on the lacrosse field. They even offer a wide array of field hockey equipment. Their knowledgeable sales staff will help you find the right gear to match your game. Midwest Lacrosse has two locations, in the Kenny Center Plaza at 4499 Kenny Road, or in Cleveland at 8900 Darrell Road in Twinsburg. Online at MidwestLacrosse.com. The largest lacrosse retail store in Ohio. The folks at CG's Auto Paint and Body have been involved in Central Ohio lacrosse and in business for over 35 years, fixing your minor and not so minor dents, scratches, and bumps that young drivers sometimes inflict on your automobile. A lot has changed in lacrosse over the past 35 years in Central Ohio, but at CG's Auto Paint and Body, nothing has changed the way they do business or the way they treat their customers. CG's Auto Paint and Body conducts business the way honorable athletes compete on the lacrosse field, with commitment, a promise, promise completed. Honor, character, above reproach, loyalty to you, the customer, and fair play. CG's Auto Paint and Body at 5431 Byers Circle salutes all the young athletes participating in lacrosse this season and is a proud supporter of coaches Taylor and Ryan and the lacrosse show. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle in Columbus. Or call Chris and tell him you heard him on the lacrosse show at 436-8148. That's 436-8148. CG's Auto Paint and Body, 5431 Byers Circle.
If you want to learn to sing, the best place to start is vocal lessons. If you want to become famous for said singing, the best place to start is the internet. If you want to be a famous singer but don't know how to use a webcam, the best place to start is a computer class. And if you want to be a famous internet singer who's looking for an affordable car, the best place to start is CarMax.com, where you can browse over 35,000 CarMax quality certified used cars and trucks on the very thing that made you famous. CarMax. Start here.
Are you looking for the fun bunch? They're at Chubby's Sports Bar, 1846 Hard Road in Worthington. Chubby's has some of the best pub food around. Big screens everywhere. The finest in adult beverages mixed right. And the best part is the atmosphere. So if you need a people place to watch the next big game or just want to unwind after a long day, come to Chubby's. It's where you'll find the fun bunch. Tell Debbie Mr. Bill sent you and she'll say, so? Open for lunch, dinner, and late night daily. Chubby's, a great American sports bar.
You don't have time to listen to every radio station on the planet to find the best, but we do. So we crammed them all into one free app, iHeartRadio. Fire it up, and you'll hear the best live radio stations from across the country, including this one. iHeartRadio just made your phone a radio. You can make your own artist station, too. Tell us an artist you like. We'll build your station with your artist and artists like them. So find your favorite music and radio in one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download iHeartRadio today or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
This is your Car Care Minute. Your vehicle's heating and air conditioning system plays an indispensable role in providing a safe and comfortable driving experience. With that in mind, the Car Care Council offers the following suggestion to keep your car's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system operating at peak efficiency. Have it inspected annually by a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning certified technician. They will check your system's operating pressures, refrigerant levels, and outlet temperatures. Repair any leaks that are detected and add refrigerant as needed. Servicing your car's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system at recommended intervals could save you money by helping you to avoid more expensive repairs down the road. For a free car care guide, visit the Car Care Council's website at carcare.org. A public service message from the Car Care Council.
And we are back on the Lacrosse Show, and we want to make this mention that all of our guests are brought to you courtesy of the Yabo's Tacos Hotline. Coach Bear Davis and, of course, Associate Athletic Director Miss Jean Oman. And we want to just kind of jump in here and talk a little bit about, in these last few minutes, Sean, about, you know, things that are happening in the world of lacrosse. And one of the first things that I noticed is that the game at the D1 at the collegiate level is expanding rapidly. And I can just think a few years ago when everybody was so certain that, well, to see another D1 men's lacrosse team, you're going to have to jump through all kind of hoops and hurdles because of Title IX and so on and so forth. But you're finding universities that are willing to do that and are making it happen. And it looks like Cleveland State may be the next domino.
Oh, they are. They're all set. They're ready to go.
They're
in the search committee process right now. I mean, so that's going to add a Division I team here in Ohio. We talk about the growth of the game. You know, just look at the preseason Division I top 20. You have a team from out west, Denver. 10 years ago, Denver was kind of that 15-25 team. Now, all of a sudden, they are the preseason number one team in the nation. And, you know, a lot has to do, no doubt about it, with Coach Tierney heading out west. And one of the big things, I think, too, that sometimes people You know, sometimes people overlook, maybe the true lacrosse fan doesn't, but Matt Brown, the associate head coach, assistant coach of, or one of the coaches for Team Canada. Mm-hmm. You know, this gentleman is a great X's and O's guys, and, you know, we saw it this year from the World Games. You know, Canada, you know, was a team that beat the United States for the gold medal. A lot of people thought that it was going to be, you know, USA was going to be able to roll through everybody, and especially after that first game with Canada, you know, things went well for him. But, you know, it was kind of exciting, and Coach, you were out there. Talk to us a little bit about that experience.
It was an absolutely great experience. I coached the Midwest All-Stars out there in the men's open division, and we fell just short of a championship. We lost the final 11-5 to a team from down in Houston, Texas, Star City. But talking about, you know, Canada and Coach Brown, they were able after that first game, I mean, to make some adjustments defensively.
No doubt.
And take away some of the big things that the U.S. team wanted to do. And one of the things that I think hurt the U.S. team was Kyle Harrison was not 100% healthy.
I don't think a lot of the guys were healthy.
Yeah.
You know, when you're playing that many games and then you have your the MLL season going on as well, too, and, you know, people are getting battered and bruised a little bit.
Oh, no question about it, because they let the lumber go in the MLL.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
And the Canadians, they did a great job was leading up to that game. They sat some guys.
Yeah.
They didn't play everybody. You know, they didn't have everyone dressed because they were saving them for that gold medal game. You know, getting back to a little bit of what we talked about, you know, the game growing, you look at the number two team preseason, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden you have two teams in the Midwest and the West that are number one and number two in your preseason Division I top 20.
That right there in itself is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And, you know, the other thing is that Notre Dame is now part of the ACC. And, you know, that's another big shift. I mean, you know, the ACC loses Maryland to the Big Ten, but they now they've got Notre Dame. And as we remember from a year ago, what, they have five of the six teams in the tournament?
Well, this year we have four ACC teams that are ranked in the top 10.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's one of those things right there. You have Duke at number 3, Syracuse at 4, North Carolina at 6, and Virginia at 9. And so, I mean, that's, you know, and hopefully we'll be in a thing where, you know, 2 years from now we can say, hey, let's take a look at the Big Ten. Because, you know, looking at the Big Ten right now, you have Hopkins at 5. It's kind of funny to say that, Hopkins in the Big Ten.
Right.
Then you have Maryland at 8 and Penn State at 14. And then all of a sudden, you know, the Buckeyes kind of pushing that 2019 spot and everything. Speaking on what you said, great interview with the Associate AD. Congratulations to Coach Myers.
Yep.
You know, being named the head coach for the under-19 team, that's a great honor, well-deserved, no doubt about that. And, you know, the Buckeyes this year.
You know, the Buckeyes, I think, are going to go as far as their senior class will take them. I mean, if these guys can, you know, these guys step up and lead, you know, I think the Buckeyes, I think they can make some noise in the Big Ten. I don't know if they can break through on that top two. I mean, Maryland has been a team that has, over the last, since Tillman's been there, has been, you know, a Final Four team just about every year he's been.
But they
there.
Still got a drought, though, Coach.
Get it? Yeah?
They got a drought going on there. And that's one of those things. I think, you know, what excites me about the Buckeyes is obviously Jesse King. I mean, all world. An unbelievable player. He's the mainstay for that program. He's going to draw a lot of attention. It's going to be that nucleus that surrounds him, the other five guys on offense, and how they respond. Again, you know, they went through a little bit of coaching changes. They have a new assistant coach running the offense at Ohio State,
right.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they do. But they do have some holes to fill. They have a big hole to fill in goal.
Right.
Yeah, you know, they graduated two guys last year, and so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. They open up today against Detroit. And at Detroit, so we'll see, you know, what they're capable of doing. And, you know, locally, that's a big thing for us. I mean, we want to see the Buckeyes do well. And, you know, obviously, as we touched on earlier in the show, having those teams like a Maryland, having Rutgers, John Hopkins come out here to Columbus, that's going to be a lot of fun for the fans.
Yeah, well, one of the things I was hearing about is Coach Myers. And for a second there, I was thinking, you know, Urban Meyer was coaching lacrosse in the off season. That's where I thought he was taken out.
No, we're talking about Coach Nick Myers.
Okay, all right.
And there's only one E in Nick Myers.
Yes. We've kind of gone almost a whole show without talking about Buckeye Nation with what a great season they had and, you know, next man up.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
I mean, you know, you got to take your hats off to Coach Urban Meyer and what a great job he and his staff did with those young men. And really, you know, I was really impressed by Tom Herman. Tom Herman took the Houston job, but he said he had unfinished business, and until the Buckeyes were done, you know, he wasn't going to take on his full role down there in Texas. And he saw it all the way through to the championship and did a phenomenal job with all three of those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
No question about it.
For sure. Well, Coach, I got a quick announcement that I want to jump on here real
sure.
quick. For the Central Ohio community, we do have a boys lacrosse officials training session that's happening Sunday, February 8th and Sunday, February 15th at Upper Arlington High School from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's one of those things that, you know, we definitely need with the game growing, more officials involved again at Upper Arlington High School Sunday, February 8th and Sunday, February 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And, you know, for more information, you can email Lee Spitzer at LaxAssign, that's LaxAssign, at columbus.rr.com. And, you know, so we need some more refs out there. There's no doubt about it. And hopefully those listeners out there can kind of, you know, have an opportunity to sit in on that class right there. Coach, let's talk about things that we're seeing as far as the game this year. What do you think are going to be some of the trends in the Division 1, 2, 3? What are your expectations for this year?
There's two big changes in the rules in college lacrosse that I think are going to be huge for offense. You know, number one is going to be the over and back rule. They made that change where if the team loses the ball in the if they throw the ball back over the midfield line and it crosses the line, it's going to be a fast restart for the defensive team picking the ball up and going. And that right there is going to – we're going to see more unsettled situations. And then the other thing I think is the face-off rule, where they're not going to allow the guy to carry the ball clamped in a stick upside down and then flip it over going down the field. He's going to have to do that within the first step. I think that's going to make a big change. And we're going to see the ball getting into different places early on.
Yeah.
In the possession.
I definitely agree with you. I think, you know, as a coach, one of the things that you do is you talk about win the whistle. You know, that's going to be one of the big things. I think we are going to see the highest scoring output in Division I lacrosse that we've seen in a very long time. The way that the game and the rules have adjusted, it's becoming more of an offensive-friendly type game, not a defensive-friendly. They're taking away the big hits. You know, they're protecting the players, which they should. There's no doubt about that. But you're seeing the rule changes geared towards the offensive side of the game, not the defensive side. We went through this a few years ago with the stick changes.
Right.
So those people that say, well, it's only offense, well, you know what? We changed the stick dimensions probably about 5-6 years ago, so now all of a sudden, you know, they're looking at the offensive side. I agree with you, the over and back is going to be big, you know, to kind of see how that plays off. I think it's going to be, you know, interesting to see how, when the ball comes up on the midline, if I'm a defenseman and my stick is over that midline, if I flip the ball back before it goes on my side, is that going to be considered over and back? Because my feet are on the other side of the field, but my stick isn't. So that's going to be the face-off rule. Obviously, you can't touch the guy anymore. You cannot have any contact with the other player. You cannot clamp and hold the ball and look around to see who kind of, you know, is open right there. So those are some of the things. But I think the offensive output, it's going to be huge this year. I think we're going to see a lot of high-scoring games, and it's not going to be because teams don't have good defense. It's just the direction we're going in. Also the addition of, you know, the 20-second clock that's going to be, I think the 30-second clock possibly, that's going to be adding in 2016. All Division I stadiums are going to have it. And then 2017, the Division III schools are going to have it as well.
Exactly. You know, and the rule change that they didn't make, I think, is going to make a big difference. And that was adding an overall clock, a shot clock, 45 mm-hmm. seconds. You know, they looked at it, they examined it, and the one thing that they came away saying, we think that the 45-second shot, rather than speeding the game up, is actually going to slow it down. And he said, because you're going to get in the longer possession sometimes at one end with teams that don't. And then the other thing is they said, we like the diversity of play. You know, how teams have to do different things to stay in games, you know, with some of the better teams. So, you know, that was one of the changes that they didn't make. I think it made a huge difference.
Without a doubt. And these are all things to help the game. There's no doubt about it. I mean, people aren't trying to hurt the game at all. But again, you know, it's one of those things that's going to be an exciting season. Obviously, you know, Coach, I'm happy to be back with you on the show, Vince. It's great to have you back along as well, too. Lax Worm joining us, the Lacrosse Network, MLL Radio.
you know, bottom line is we're national now, so we got to act. We got to act accordingly.
Yep. CRyan03 at Twitter. CRyan03 at Twitter.
Absolutely, or the Lacrosse Show at Twitter. You know, that's another one that you'll get it. But you know, this first show has gone by so fast. I mean, you know, we're talking about the fastest game on 2 feet, and this is usually the fastest 1 hour show in radio. I mean, we're here and we're done. And, you know, the first edition's in the books, and we are getting ready to get out of here. But we want you to have a great Saturday, a great weekend. Go see some lacrosse. There's some scrimmages all over the place going on with colleges. The start of the season, Ohio State's playing Detroit. You know, we'll see you next Saturday.
Yep.
Absolutely. Take care. Come on.
Bottle of rape, so for Belgium, drawn up by the thoughts I think.